biggest show.
Sorry. Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for details on what the shows are this week at that great stately old venue, and by Trend HR. All right, we have five candidates on the list this week, but we need to make you aware of some other acts coming to town that we just don't have time for, and they're not quite big enough to make this list. One, George, your favorite, Kim Ritchie, Saturday night at the Spellman House in Forney.
Man, I'd love to see that. She has the voice of an angel.
Gordo, James McMurtry will be here Friday night at Lola's in Fort Worth.
I'll be there.
State Fair of Texas on Saturday, it's Jack Ingram on the main stage, the Ticket Zone.
Very Ticket Zone.
At the Granada Theater, our big sponsors on Friday night, Cody Canada and The Departed.
Yeah, and Somebody's Darling's going to open for him, too. That's a great local band.
What an un-American name, Cody Canada.
Saturday night at Trees, it's Candlebox. Did I ever tell you guys the story of meeting the lead guitarist for Candlebox?
Yeah, but I don't know that you ever told that on the air, did you?
He was a really nice guy. I was at a party one night, and we start talking with him and his girlfriend, I guess. Real nice guy. We're talking about Seattle, and we got into music, and he mentioned that he was in a band. And I said, I go, what band are you in? Because he mentioned that they were touring, so I figured it was kind of big. And he goes, Candlebox. And I said, oh, yeah, okay. I said, I think I've heard of you. And he goes, oh, you've heard of us.
Gosh.
All right.
I said, no, I just think I've heard of you.
No, I really don't think I've heard of you.
No,
you've heard of us. I mean, obviously.
You've heard of us. Okay, but we have five main candidates this week for the biggest show coming to town. Let's get to it. Thursday night, candidate number one, Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Duran Duran.
Yes, I'm going to be there.
Duran Duran.
Nothing wrong with that.
Still, we all like him.
Is this bass line really that great?
He's one of my favorite bassists. He's not one of the... Well, I guess he would be one of the best. I don't know. You know, that's hard to tell. There's so many great bassists out there, but I like the parts he writes.
He came up with great lines, yeah. Moving on the floor now, babe, you're a bird of paradise. There was a while I was way into these guys. Then it became kind of SG, so I kind of distanced from them.
Oh, okay.
That was way a little too cool for him.
Man, what would happen if the world could just stop playing the cool game? I mean, I know everyone under 30 would then all of a sudden have nothing to do, but...
Fonzie wouldn't have been quite the iconic character that he was.
I don't know that he was actually cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he was the coolest.
He was not.
Yeah, he was.
But, you know, if people didn't have to constantly refine which bands they like and which actresses they thought were good and which movies were they like, you know, you're always having to pare down those because once they get too popular, you can't like them and... Just seems so tiring.
Corby and Danny still live that way right now.
It just seems exhausting now.
Duran ever do goal.
All right, candidate number two. Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Dionne Warwick.
Good morning.
What level?
Oh, what a day. Hello?
What show did she host? Was it Star Search? She was involved.
No, she was the Psychic Friends Network.
She was on Solid Gold for a while.
Solid Gold.
That's what I was thinking of.
This is our only hit. That's what AIDS is for. Whatever. What's
Friends.
The
Friends are for.
No, she had a bunch of hits back in the 60s, early 70s.
Okay, name them.
San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? She did.
That's Are You Going to Scarborough Fair?
She did a number of Burt Bacharach songs. Did real well with them. Nothing wrong with this song. This is Burt Bacharach, too, isn't it?
She's the aunt to somebody famous, isn't she? Up.
What's a... Whitney Houston?
She's Burt Bacharach's aunt.
Is that right?
She related to Whitney Houston?
Burt Bacharach and Whitney Houston were married?
That's the Queen of Soul. What's her name? Big Mama?
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, that's Whitney's aunt. Aretha Franklin is Whitney's aunt.
Oh, you crazy in the head. There.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking of Roxy Carmichael.
No, I'm right about this. Because Aretha Franklin was in Whitney's video. I'm right about that.
No,
I don't know about that.
Hold on. Dionne Warwick.
All wrong on that one.
All right, let's see. I'll be on your side forever. Mm-hmm.
Or I don't see that she's related to anybody famous.
Wait a second. They aren't cousins. Dionne Warwick is the aunt of Whitney Houston. Thank you very much.
That's what I said.
Well, you know that's what you said. That's what I said, and you said yes as well.
You guys both said it. But I still think that Aretha Franklin is Whitney Houston's aunt.
You're crazy. Why would you still think that?
Just, I've got some inside sources.
You have nothing.
All right, Dionne Warwick's only number one song was 1974, Then Came You with the Spinners.
Really?
Then came you.
Oh, I'm sorry, and this one
first
also.
First came me.
That was her only number one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Solid Gold. So there.
That was Marilyn McCoo that hosted Solid Gold, right? Not Dionne Warwick.
I think she's on Solid Gold. Shut up.
We need to do a lot of research here first.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at, again, the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Big week for the folks at Verizon. It's a blues fest featuring B.B. King.
All right.
Along with Delbert McClinton, Leon Russell, and Monty Montgomery.
Don't owe this.
B.B. King is great.
Don't reduce him. You don't have much soul in you. That's your big problem.
B.B. King is Dionne Warwick's aunt, I believe.
No. B.B. King is Burt Bacharach's either cousin or aunt.
Shut up and just do the classic play, would you?
Thrill of Galway.
What's wrong with that?
This is a great song.
It is a great song.
And he's got a great
every
voice.
Every flipping time we talk about him, it ticks me off.
If you want to see B.B. King, you better hurry. He's 86.
Yeah, I think a couple of his legs fell off.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, I had the diabetes.
I think that's true, but I don't know that his legs have fallen off. Is that what you said?
Well, I think he has... He does have, like, advanced diabetes, right? Because I know that runs in Burt Bacharach's family.
Go ahead. Get them all out. This is your last biggest show coming to town, so go ahead and get them all out. Whatever you want to say.
All right, candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Weezer.
I like Weezer.
Ooh-wee-oo, and you look like Buddy Holly. Ooh-wee-oo, and you're Mary Tyler Moore. And you ooh-wee-oo.
I love Weezer.
What's wrong with Weezer?
I think they're great.
I like them too, but I think that's one of those deals again where now you're supposed to not like them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I need to think about it a whole bunch and then decide whether or not I can still like them.
Why would you let that affect who you like?
Because you're supposed to be cool, right?
You like music for what it is. If you like it, you like it.
No, that's not true. I just need to make sure it's okay to like them before I say that.
They're fine.
Like them. They're fine? Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, yeah.
Like I'm a person who would know he's cool. Have Star
Dionne
Wars
Warwick
t-shirts.
And Lawrence Taylor are cousins.
What?
Dionne Warwick and Lawrence Taylor.
Really?
Well, their teeth look alike.
Oh, my God. Could we please ban him from this segment?
Candidate number five and our final candidate.
Wait a second. We have some news here. B.B. King's aunt is B.B. Newworth from the old Cheers show.
I always liked her.
Boy, so did I.
What was her name? Lilith?
Lilith.
Yeah, she was great.
Love her.
All right, finally, candidate number five, Saturday night at Cowboys Stadium, also known as the Death Star in Arlington, Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Gosh, she's playing the Death Star, huh?
Man, I'd like to go to this. I like Taylor Swift. I know that's SG and all that stuff, but I think she's pretty incredible. And she can, at a young age, write a song that could be really popular.
Write a bad song. Big deal.
Think she's got pretty mouth.
What?
Nothing wrong with this song.
Hey, I was writing bad songs at 16, so
you can write a song like this.
Must be really hard.
What song is this?
Love Story.
She's Nashville, man.
She's pink dirt. She's more than just a country star. She's a pop star.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know, man.
Star.
I don't either.
I don't either. And all that stuff.
She just needs to go away.
She's greatness. I don't care what anybody
says. Is he off his meds again?
Yeah, I
yes,
think
I
so.
Am, as a matter of fact. I'm between medications.
Your poor mom.
She does have pitch problems from time to time.
Yeah, and the live, I don't know how good she is live. When I've seen her like Saturday Night Live and things like that, it's not a great live performance.
She's a good argument for auto-tune.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have to. Why do we have to be so against auto-tune, by the way?
If it helps the performance, and big deal.
We just got to have big opinions on that, too.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week.
Easy.
Five candidates. Is it candidate number one, Thursday at the Verizon, Duran Duran? Candidate two, Friday at the Verizon, Dionne Warwick. Candidate three, Saturday at the Verizon, B.B. King. Candidate four, Saturday at the Windstar, Weezer. Or candidate five, Saturday at the Death Star, Taylor Swift.
George. Easy. Taylor Swift, without question.
Gordo.
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Ty Walker.
No, James McMurtry. Can I switch it to James McMurtry?
No, you've passed. Ty Walker voting for Rich Phillips.
Duran Duran.
Ooh. All right, Jer.
I prefer Duran Duran, but Taylor Swift's the biggest.
Yes.
Okay, Fernando.
Taylor Swift.
Yep, I'll go with Taylor Swift.
Does she sing this? She wears dark boots, yes. I wear yes. boots, everybody wears boots.
What song is that?
You Belong With Me.
Me no likey that song.
Yeah, I don't think that's that good either. Does she sing, it's 4 a.m.,
no. That's Lady Annabelle.